Do you want to bring God's healing into your life? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise in mental health, Faithful Counseling can help. They make clear plans that address your challenges and help you feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/abide. Want to hear this and other biblical meditations commercial-free? Head to the App Store now and download Abide. Welcome to this Abide meditation. What did Jesus understand his mission on earth to be? As we contemplate what it means to have righteous character, we can learn from the example of Jesus' life. Center your heart now on the Jesus you know from the Gospels. What were his priorities? The Gospel of John tells us about a crowd of people following Jesus to Capernaum, hungry to hear more from him. As Jesus tried to help them understand who he was, he explained, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Jesus' righteous character led him to do God's will, no matter what, even when it led to his own death. If you saw your mission on earth as clearly as Jesus saw his, some things in your life would probably change. Some priorities might shift. The change might be difficult and require sacrifice. Take a deep breath. And in this pause, imagine how your life might begin to change when you choose to surrender fully to God's will and develop the righteous character that you've been given in Christ. If someone asked you to articulate your mission on earth, what would you say? Let's pray together. Jesus, you came to do the will of your Father, to proclaim the good news of freedom for the enslaved and sight for the blind. And you were obedient even to the point of death. Help me to live with such intentionality and resolve. Help me to cultivate a character like yours, fully surrendered to God's will. In your name I pray. Amen. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, push your breath all the way out. Inhaling again, slowly and deeply. Hold your hands open in front of you, a gesture of your willingness to receive whatever God has to give you. Hold them there and continue focusing on your breath, moving slowly in and out. None of us have the righteous character of Jesus. Each of us naturally turns away from God's will and towards our own selfish desires. As you take a moment to look at your life, confess to God the ways that you have failed to follow Him well. God's forgiveness is greater than your sin. In Him, you are forgiven, made whole, and given all that you need for life and godliness. Listen to the words of Jesus in John 6:38 in the English Standard Version. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. I'm going to read that again. As I do, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. What did you notice? Reflect on it, asking the Holy Spirit to speak. Jesus gave up heaven to come to earth so that we could be reconciled to God. Is God asking you to be willing to give up something for the sake of His kingdom? Listen to John 6:38 in Young's literal translation. Because I have come down out of heaven, not that I may do my will, but the will of Him who sent me. Take a moment to imagine what Jesus experienced when He left the delights of heaven. The comfort of easy closeness with the Father, a life free from pain and toil and strife, and took on flesh and came to earth as a baby. Jesus gave up all that He had for a very specific reason. It wasn't because it sounded like fun. It wasn't on a whim. Jesus left heaven and came to earth because it was God's will that Jesus should save us. Ask God to show you what His will for you is. Thank you. ask God to give you the strength you need to do what He is calling you to do. Listen to John 6:38 in the New Living Translation. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. Jesus continues, and this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those He has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. Let those words fill your heart with joy. God's will is for Jesus to save us, and once saved, we can never be lost again. Can you see yourself like a lamb slung over the shoulders of the shepherd, safe and saved forever? Jesus came to save you. And Jesus has given you a new heart, a new character. Think back to who you used to be and who you are now. How have you seen yourself change and grow since you've known Jesus? Though Jesus has given you a new heart, it takes time and practice to learn to live into your new identity. The more time you spend with Jesus, the more you will become like Him. What is one specific area of righteous character that you want to focus on cultivating? Jesus says that God's will is for not one person to be lost. And perhaps there is one person in your life who especially needs to know the love of Christ right now, who needs to experience His saving care. Bring that person before God in prayer now. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, give me the courage to change the things I need to change in my life with your help, so that you are always at the center. Help me to embrace the identity you've given me and to practice the habits of righteousness, so that I may do the will of God more and more. In your name I pray. Amen. Righteous character isn't something you can come up with on your own. It's always a gift from God. And it comes from surrendering to His will over and over again. We look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. In the meantime, may you meditate and abide in Christ.